Welcome to the Let Good Things In show. I'm your host, Amanda Acker. I am so happy you are here. At the Let Good Things In show, we talk all about second chances, resiliency, following your intuition, and even music. Listen to hear stories of hope and to be inspired. Remember, you are stronger than you think. Let's dive in. Hi, my amazing humans. Thank you so much for tuning in today. A few things before I get started. Make sure to hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss an episode of the show. And if you're loving the Let Good Things In show, make sure to leave me a review on Apple or Podchaser. So recently, I made a post in my Facebook group, the Let Good Things In show, about how I've been feeling these past couple of days, probably pretty much past week. Just a lot of self-doubt and feeling like an imposter, I guess. Like I'm out of nowhere afraid that I'm going to get found out. And, you know, I wanted to share the story of how I'm feeling in two ways. One, from the perspective of the old me and how these types of scenarios could have affected me a few years ago, and to today and how I'm dealing with it. And I hope that this episode will inspire you and give you hope for when you're having a dark day or a dark moment. So more than a few years ago, I had a job that I enjoyed. This was not the job that I speak of that I thought was my dream job. This is a different job. And I worked there for a couple of years, maybe three. I think it was three total. And I was very bored. So I was trying to start a virtual assistant business on the side. And it quickly became more than I could handle. So I was like, well, I'm going to put in my 2 weeks, because all I heard online was, if you have a day job, you should quit your day job and go full in, or else you're not fully committed to your business. And I believed that. I thought, well, if I quit my job, this is going to be the answer and all this money is going to start flying in. You know, you would see it all over the internet. Six-figure business here and, you know, $10,000 months, making $10,000 in like 24 hours. And none of these people seemed to have day jobs. They were full in, and I was attracted to those dollar signs. And so I quit my job. And they decided to allow me to continue working with them as an independent contractor working from home, because they didn't want to lose me as an employee. Well, at least that's what I thought. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. So I start doing this. I have clients, but I'm not making much money. I was really afraid to say, you know, that I cost more than $10 an hour. Okay. Like I was working for very little. So I was getting a lot of clients. And I also had my big client, which was my old day job. And things started to fall through the cracks. I was getting very overwhelmed. It was too much. I can remember it was my birthday and I was so exhausted. I didn't even have the energy to go and celebrate my own birthday, because I was trying so desperately to work from home and make enough money to provide for my family. But meanwhile, I was allowing it to consume me and affect my emotions. And I remember this job, after all this overwhelm and being very sad and not being able to get things done like I had in the office, they fired me. They sent me an email with an attached letter that said that they no longer wanted to work with me and that I was to drop off my keys. I was devastated. I allowed that moment in time to affect me for a while. I gave up the business. I went back to a day job because I felt so defeated and I didn't think there was any other way. I didn't see any other way but then to just give in and just go back to what I know is going to make me steady money, which in the moment I thought was the right choice. But I made that choice out of fear, out of the fact that everything else seemed to be falling apart, and I didn't allow myself to reflect on why I was so sad or what I could possibly do different in order to keep my business and stay home and have time for my family like I originally set out to do. I gave up, threw in the towel. So over this past week, to bring us up to current time, I've had a few setbacks. And not just in the podcast world, business world, whatever you want to call it, but in my personal life too. I've been feeling a lot of fear lately around being seen. And I know if you're listening to this, you're probably thinking, Amanda, like, what do you even mean? You're like all over the fucking internet talking about your life. But I had this moment in my brain where I thought, I don't want to be seen. I want to hide. I'm an imposter. What if, you know, even though my story's out there, what if I told it differently somewhere else and somebody hears it in all these different places and says, oh, well, her stories don't match up. I mean, there's only one way I can tell my story, right? Now, sometimes, yes, I add in more details or take certain things out. It just depends on who I'm talking to. But why would I even think that? That's not a rational thought. And I'm allowing it to, well, I was allowing it to consume me. I started to get uncomfortable. I started to not want to show up on social media. I didn't want to hop on the Zoom call. I literally had the thought of just giving it all up and focusing fully on my day job and going back to the old schedule of 9 to 5. All because of my own thoughts that I created a reality from when I have no proof of any of that. And then over this past weekend, I just got very sad because I thought that this podcast was tanking. I felt very much like I shouldn't do this, but my goodness, why would I ever think that? This is like my baby. I love sharing with you and sharing the stories of other people. Like, that means everything to me. I've been wanting this for years. But for some reason, I have myself in this bubble that I feel like that's not my reality. And my coach, you know, he always likes to say that I should, you know, celebrate. Like, I'm an international best-selling author. I was in the top 10% for podcasts. But I don't know if it's that I didn't feel worthy, but it honestly makes me feel like I should hide. And the reason why I want to talk about this today is because I want you to see from my own personal journeys that, yes, I'm much more positive than I have been in my entire life. I'm happy. I love myself. I accept myself. And if you're listening to this, I hope you do too for yourself. But there's always going to be moments where you feel down. You know, I asked in my Facebook group the other day too about, do you ever randomly feel sad? And how do you get yourself out of it? And a lot of people felt that. They agreed and they do. And they have their ways of, you know, going out in nature or, you know, reading a good book, listening to music to help them feel happier in those sad moments. But I want you to know that it's okay to have bad days, even when you're at the happiest you've been in your life. It's okay. And you don't need to feel bad about it. I used to feel so bad about being sad. And in feeling bad for being sad, I stayed sad. So this time, I'm choosing to choose happiness. And I've reached out for support. I've talked to numerous people, my husband, my mother-in-law, my coach, friends. And each time I talk about it, I feel the weight lifting a little more. I've done visualization over this past week to look into my future, to spark that excitement again. I will not allow my dark moments to defeat me. And neither should you. Don't hide your emotions. Talk about them with a friend, family, your therapist, or if you need to, call a hotline. But talk about how you're feeling. Because in talking and getting feedback, or just talking it out and getting no feedback, will help you move through your emotions and be able to tackle the next thing. And you won't stay in sadness. For some people, maybe it's journaling their feelings. Maybe it's going out for a walk and finding an open space where there's no people around and screaming at the top of your lungs. But whatever you need to do to get it out, do that. As long as you're safe, do what you need to do to get your feelings out. Because old me would have hid all of this and allowed it to consume me from the inside. That's what I chose back then. But today I choose to use my resources to say those positive affirmations to myself, to listen to music in the car and sing, to let it out so I can make room for the good things coming for me. That's what I want you to do too. So my affirmations for you today are, I will not allow my bad days to consume me. I will not allow my bad days to consume me. It is okay for me to feel sad. It is okay for me to feel sad. And as always, tell yourself this one every single day. I am enough. I am enough. Thank you so much again for listening to today's episode. And as always, remember, you are stronger than you think, and you can have the life you imagine, regardless of your past. Make sure to hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss an episode of the show, and I will talk to you all soon.